You're listening to SBS News.
Bajamos la toda la cueva.
Vale, ahora. Todas estas marcas. El resto de esas marchas rojas.
Sí.
Que hay ahí. Todas esas marchas, ese es arte antiguo.
Deep in southern Spain, researchers are exploring humankind's artistic past. Cave technician Gerardo Anaya says nothing older than this has ever been discovered.
We are facing the oldest art in Europe. I dare not say the world, but yes, in Europe. Because there are older things in the world, but this is the oldest in Europe today. There is nothing older made by a human.
At Ardalis Cave near Malaga on Spain's Iberian Peninsula, a team of European researchers has been studying a type of red ochre pigment found on a large stalagmitic pillar. Dating of the pigment suggests it was applied on at least two separate occasions, once more than 65,000 years ago, and another time between 45,300 and 48,700 years ago, firmly placing its origins in the period of Neanderthal occupation. One of the study's authors, Professor José Ramos Muñoz from the University of Cádiz, says the new study pushes the origins of this art back some 20,000 years.
At that time, the populations that occupied the south of the Iberian Peninsula were Neanderthal. That's where the interest of dating this art lies, since it goes against the traditional paradigm of the origin of art, around 40,000 years, and delays these far-reaching cultural advances in the south of the Iberian Peninsula.
Analysis revealed the pigment was applied by spraying and, in some places, blowing. The nature of the pigment did not match natural samples taken from the cave's walls and floor, suggesting it was brought to the cave from outside. But the study's authors say it's not art in a strict sense, rather its markings of selected areas of the cave and its symbolic meaning is not yet known.
Es muy curiosa la asociación.
What's very interesting is the presence of these markings in places which are difficult to access. They seem to have characteristics of a communication system, which would mark an instruction for another group, who later arrived at that cave, an indication. We don't know what they mean, but it could relate to the topographic location, or almost a map practically marking a plan, or at least a means of communication with other communities.
Ardalis Cave in a mountain range near Malaga was discovered in 1821 after an earthquake revealed its concealed entrance that had been sealed for more than 8,000 years. More than 1,000 graphic representations cover its walls, but the pigments that make up its paintings are yet to have been studied in detail until now, says Pedro Cantaleo Duarte, an archaeologist and director of Ardalis Cave.
The cave has many paintings, more than 1,000 drawings of animals, human representations, everything. But that painting that we had discovered at the end of last century, that painting represents the basis of everything else. That is, it is below everything else, as when the natural walls of the cave were painted for the first time, and that places it at the birth of art.
Local public officials hope to conserve the cave's artworks, allowing only sustainable tourist visits. Daily visits are restricted to about 15 people, and it's forbidden to take photos or illuminate the works. Ardalis Mayor Juan Albert Naranjo says his town is proud to be found to be the pioneers in rock art.
Indeed, Ardalis knew that he had a jewel in his entrails, but we did not know the size that this brought. With the latest news in Ardalis, we are very proud to be pioneers in rock art, and right now the oldest dated paintings in the world.
The study was published in U.S. Journal, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.